Nolte, Democrat run Portland hit with more riots on George Floyd anniversary. By John Nolte on May 26, 2021. Things got so bad in Democrat run Portland, Oregon on Monday that some in the establishment, who generally seek to ignore and downplay Portland's ongoing left-wing rioting, actually felt the need to cover it. Far-left ABC News, police declare riot in Portland as protesters mark 1 year since George Floyd's death. Far-left NBC News, police declare riot after George Floyd commemoration in Portland. Far-left Oregonian, Portland police declare riot. Arrest 5, as marchers break windows on anniversary of George Floyd's murder. Actually, to anyone who's been paying attention to the ongoing destruction of Portland at the hands of the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, the only real news is that the media expressed some interest yesterday. The rioting itself is the usual. But even by Portland's standards, things got ugly in that doomed deep blue city. Check this out from indispensable independent journalist Andy Ngo. Keep in mind that Portland isn't doomed because it's besieged by these terrorists. No, Portland is doomed because the Democrats who run the city refuse to do anything about these terrorists and fake news outlets like NLAL. NBC News, The Washington Post, and New York Times continue to encourage and defend this unceasing domestic terrorism. The biggest problem, though, are the voters of Portland, who continue to vote for urban chaos, the destruction of their city, the death of their property values and schools, by voting for these Democrats, who refuse to solve this problem. Ending the rioting in Portland is easy. Arrest and charge everyone. But even when these terrorists are arrested in Portland, they are immediately released, which only encourages more rioting because in Portland, Democrats have essentially legalized rioting. Here's a breakdown of Monday's anniversary events. More than 200 rioters, most fully clad in black and many wearing gas masks, trashed the troubled City of Roses soon after a peaceful march ended late Tuesday, according to the Portland Police Bureau, PPB. Some of the mob tried to torch the Multnomah County Justice Center by pushing flaming dumpsters against the building as at least two people tried to pry open the doors and get inside, the force said. People chanted to burn the building down, the force said, noting how many used umbrellas to hide their illegal activities. 200 rioters. 200. That's an army, and the Democrats who run Portland and the Democrats who vote for the Democrats who run Portland continue to do nothing. Guess that's their way of owning us Trumpdards. Because those Trumpdards would put a stop to this rioting, we'll show them by not. Smashed up in last night's terrorist attack were several businesses including a jewelry store, a Starbucks, a credit union and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and only 5 people were arrested. Sorry, but I have to say it, lol. You get what you vote for and the idiots of Portland have voted to decimate their city, destroy their own quality of life, and exist as though they live in a third world country where they're terrified to head into parts of their own city. This is how bad things are. Those are the worrisome findings of a new poll of 600 people in the Portland metro area commissioned by the Oregonian/Oregon Live. Asked for their perceptions of downtown, respondents frequently used words like destroyed, trashed, riots and sad. Many cited homelessness as a particular issue, and said there is an urgent need for the city to find housing and support people living on the street. Those results suggest deep pessimism about downtown Portland, the city's economic, cultural and transportation hub. They also could pose severe obstacles to the city's recovery from the pandemic recession. Economists say the city must take action on the significant issues plaguing downtown before they'll be able to change that perception. Well, y'all should just keep right on owning us Trumptards by voting for more of the same. Morons. Meanwhile, out here in rural Magaland, life for people of all races and creeds remains peaceful, clean, and serene. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.